Judiciary Report on Kavanaugh Allegations, No Evidence against the Justice. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Monday, November 5, 2018. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley has nailed the coffin shut on the rape, assault, and other allegations against U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in a 414-page report to his GOP colleagues, finding no damning evidence against him. In a memorandum dated November 2, Grassley reported that the committee found no evidence to substantiate the accusations. More importantly, the report divulges witness testimony that, if true, shows Kavanaugh was not the man who attacked Christine Blasey Ford, his first accuser, or exposed himself to Debbie Ramirez, his second accuser. That, of course, assumes that something happened to the women. What the committee did. Grassley's memo covers the activities and findings of the Senate Judicial Committee investigation of numerous allegations against Justice Brett Kavanaugh and was begun right after Kavanaugh was nominated to the Supreme Court. It shows that the committee conducted an unprecedented probe of Kavanaugh's past that added to six prior FBI searches, going back to 1993, that did not reveal any alcohol abuse or inappropriate sexual behavior. Before the vote on his nomination took place, Kavanaugh's answers to the committee's questions numbered 18,000 pages. The committee reviewed all his published writings and judicial opinions and hundreds of opinions he joined, as well as all available footage and transcripts from his public appearances, all books that used him as a resource, and more than 500,000 pages of documents related to his past legal service in the executive branch. Kavanaugh met with 65 senators and testified for more than 32 hours, then answered 1,300 post-hearing written questions, more questions than have been asked of all prior Supreme Court nominees combined, but then came the grenade tossed by Senator Dianne Feinstein, the pro-abortion leftist who kept the committee in the dark about Ford's letter that alleged Kavanaugh tried to rape her at a party in the summer of 1982. The committee probed Ford's allegations, as well as those from Ramirez, and even the preposterous and ultimately retracted claim that Kavanaugh was a gang rapist. The committee spoke to 45 individuals and collected 25 written statements but found no witness who could provide any verifiable evidence to back the allegations. Following the separate and extensive investigations by both the committee and the FBI, there was no evidence to substantiate any of the claims of sexual assault made against Justice Kavanaugh. The report goes through each of the allegations against Kavanaugh and includes 385 pages of exhibits. Aside from finding no evidence against Kavanaugh, the report reveals two separate men who confessed to being the person in the Ford encounter, and a third who provided hard evidence in the Ramirez case. It wasn't Kavanaugh. One witness stated that after graduating from high school in Hampton, Virginia in 1982, he made several trips to D.C. that summer. During one of the trips, he attended a house party where he kissed and made out with a woman he met who he believes could have been Dr. Ford. He said that based on old photographs of Justice Kavanaugh he has seen on the news, he believes the two of them share a similar appearance. Another witness told the committee that when he was a 19-year-old college student, he visited D.C. over spring break and kissed a girl he believes was Dr. Ford. He said that the kiss happened in the bedroom of a house which was about a 15 to 20 minute walk from the Van Ness Metro, that Dr. Ford was wearing a swimsuit under her clothing, and that the kissing ended when a friend jumped on them as a joke. He said that the woman initiated the kissing and that he did not force himself on her. That story comports with Ford's account except that she described a rape attempt during the summer, but Ford changed her timeline and other details in her account. As for the Ramirez allegation, another witness who graduated from Yale said a different classmate was a member of the same fraternity, DKE, as Justice Kavanaugh and allegedly had a reputation for exposing himself publicly. That witness gave the committee a yearbook photo that shows the classmate exposing himself and said he had personally witnessed the classmate expose himself at a party. The witness said that was in the same residential college as Ramirez Pearson, and he feels that if a student other than the classmate engaged in similar lewd behavior, it would have been widely known and discussed around campus. The photo, Exhibit 32 in the report, shows the classmate with his pants down and his genitals exposed. The witness identified the person in the photo as the individual known to drop his pants and expose himself at parties. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.